the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Richard Sheehy reporting. Kenya's new leader has been sworn in. We get the details from Jill Craig in Nairobi.
I, Uhuru Kenyatta.
After two presidential elections, several Supreme Court petitions, frequent protests, and daily developments, Kenya finally inaugurated its president, incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta, on Tuesday at a sports stadium in Nairobi.
I undertake today to be the custodian of the dreams of all.
After his August electoral win was nullified, Kenyatta won a second election in October with about 98% of the overall vote, after opposition leader Raila Odinga told his supporters to boycott the polls. There was 39% overall voter turnout in October, leading some to ask whether Kenyatta had earned a mandate. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
The eighth round of the UN-backed Syrian peace process gets underway Tuesday in Geneva, but the government delegation has delayed its arrival until Wednesday. Stefan de Mistura is the UN special envoy to Syria.
The government did not yet confirm its participation in Geneva, but indicated that we would be hearing from them soon.
The opposition continues to insist that President Bashar al-Assad step down as part of any peace agreement. A Syrian newspaper said the government's decision to delay its arrival stems from that opposition's position. Anthony Billingsley, a Middle East analyst with Australian University's New South Wales, says Geneva's talks will be ongoing.
Really, what you're talking about is one conference which is effectively powerless but has the moral authority of the United Nations, and the other one which is effectively reflecting the winners in the Syrian conflict.
This is VOA News. Forgiveness or retribution, that's the choice as Zimbabwe moves forward after nearly four decades of oppressive rule under Robert Mugabe. So says VOA's Anita Powell in this report from Harare.
For 37 years, Zimbabwe has been battered by human rights abuses, endemic corruption, and mismanagement that sank the economy and reduced the nation's once strong agricultural sector to ruins. The nation's new president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, sees only one way forward for his wounded nation. Forgiveness. But just a day later, the state jailed former Mugabe-era minister Ignatius Chombo on massive corruption charges. He's one of several Mugabe cronies to face what some critics are saying is political retribution, not true justice. Anita Powell, VOA News, Harare.
About 11% of medicines in developing countries are counterfeit and likely responsible for the deaths of tens of thousands of children from diseases like malaria.